Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic Brainstuff episode. You know, for a show called Brainstuff, we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about the brain. The show got its name because the original host and writer, who you might have heard on earlier episodes, was a guy named Marshall Brain, not because of any dedication to brain-related content. But in this one, we get into some strange research being done with snails and memory, and transferring memories from one animal to another. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Memories are made by experience. For instance, you know that you like donuts because you've had possibly hundreds of delicious donuts in your lifetime. But what if you could have fond memories of donuts not because you'd ever had one before, but because somebody slipped you a transplanted donut memory? No, Jim Carrey is not in this movie. And it's not a movie, it's science. A team of researchers at UCLA has been the first to successfully transplant memory from one organism into another. The study, published in a 2018 issue of eNeuro, the online journal of the Society for Neuroscience, reports their success in using the genetic molecule ribonucleic acid, or RNA, to transplant a memory from one marine snail into another. The research team gave the memory donor snails a series of mild electric shocks to their tails over the course of 2 days. When threatened in this way, the snails retracted the fleshy flaps on the sides of their bodies called parapodia. Afterwards, when the researchers so much as tapped these snails, they withdrew their parapodia for around 50 seconds. And let's be frank here, these sea snails are not particularly smart. They don't even have the type of nervous system that involves a brain. But the trauma of getting repeatedly shocked on the butt led them to become sensitized, which is a simple type of memory. By contrast, a control group of snails that never received the series of shocks only retracted their parapodia for about a second after being tapped by the researchers. And as one of my colleagues would say, here's where it gets crazy. Next, the scientists extracted RNA from the sensitized snails and injected it into 7 snails that had not received shocks. Afterward, when tapped, these snails pulled in their peripodia for an average of 40 seconds. David Glansman, senior author of the study and professor of integrative biology, physiology, and neurobiology at UCLA, said in a press release, "It's as though we transferred the memory." The researchers went on to put RNA from shocked snails into petri dishes containing bundles of neurons from snails that had not received the shocks. They found that this resulted in the neurons getting extremely excited when bathed in a chemical messenger that suggested an electric shock. Neurons from the unsensitized snails did not become nearly as excited. The research team concluded that this ability for memory to be transferred from one snail to another through RNA suggests that we know less than we think about where memories are stored. It's been assumed until recently that they are kept in synapses, of which each neuron contains thousands. Glansman said, "If memories were stored at synapses, there's no way our experiment would have worked." Instead, he suggests they might be kept in the nucleus of neurons. But this isn't just about annoying snails. The study authors believe this research could soon help patients with Alzheimer's disease or post-traumatic stress disorder. Today's episode is based on the article, "Eternal Sunshine of the Snail Mind," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesslyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.